so hard to prove that God's not really real. While others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel, but I know He's real within my soul. For one day He cleansed and made me whole, and Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
welcome to another edition of Daily Walk, a program presented to you by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. We pray God to bless this time of devotion that we have together every day from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m. Please be reminded that you can download the material we are going through for this program via our website, apostolisk-tro.no. We pray God to continue to bless each and every one of you. Shall we start today with a word of prayer? Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity you've given us to look into your word. We pray, Jesus, that you will bless this time of devotion together. Your Holy Spirit will reach out to everyone and interpret and apply these words in our lives, and we'll praise you forever. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers, for we pray and ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isaiah 13:1-22. Devotional Focus Verse. I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise in the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. Isaiah 13:3-4. It was a beautiful day. Families carried picnic baskets to find a cozy spot to watch the battle. It was the Battle of Manassas, Bull Run, during the American Civil War, and the Union Army was sure of victory. They were certain that their forces were far superior to the ragtag Southern Army. The battle grew fierce, and the energized Southern Army forged ahead. The Union Army fled as the Southern Army advanced with their famous rebel yell. Panicked picnickers grabbed their families and ran for safety. That day, after a hard-fought battle with blood, sweat, and tears, the Southern Army claimed victory. The people of the Union learned that they were facing a war, which could be difficult and costly, and that battles were not something to be viewed as picnic entertainment. As Isaiah prophesied of the destruction of Babylon, the battles he described were certainly not going to be something to see for pleasure. God Himself was going to bring the hosts to the battle, and His punishments would be severe. Today, we are in a spiritual battle. Our enemy is Satan, and the warfare is not fun or entertaining. It may appear at times that our adversary is winning, but God is calling His sanctified ones to rally together under the banner of truth and shout for the battle. Most of our fight will be on our knees, and it will not be easy. A physical battle is arduous and wearisome, and so is spiritual battle. We may feel tired and maybe a bit discouraged at times. However, as we focus on our cause, we will be renewed in the Lord and have energy to fight. Remember, our captain never lost a battle. There is victory ahead. Just as the Lord led the hosts to overthrow Babylon, He will lead us to many victories as we prevail in prayer for the burdens of our hearts and as we stand for truth and right in this wicked and godless world. Background information. Up to this point, Isaiah's prophecies were directed to the southern kingdom of Judah, see chapters 1 through 6, and then to the northern kingdom of Israel, see chapters 7 through 12. Beginning with the 13th chapter, the prophecies of judgment are directed toward other nations, those who oppressed God's people. Chapter 13 deals with the judgments of Babylon. The first verse refers to a burden or vision given to Isaiah concerning judgments to come. He prophesied about the destruction of Babylon long before it was a world power. In time, Babylon would become a noble, beautiful city. It was referred to as the head of gold in Daniel 2:37-38. One of the ancient world's largest cities, and also among the seven wonders of the world, it was known for its massive walls and hanging gardens, which were built by Nebuchadnezzar II between 604 and 562 BC. Beautiful palaces of the nobles were situated at the gates of the city, showing off the splendor and wealth there. Babylon was located about 200 miles above where the Euphrates and Tigris rivers joined, and the Euphrates divided the city almost equally in half. Today, Iraq is located where the glory of Babylon once stood. The ruins of this city are found about 50 miles south of Baghdad on the Euphrates west bank. God called for a banner to be lifted up for the destruction of Babylon. There was a call for the sanctified ones to gather for this cause. Many of these warriors who would be set apart for this task would come from afar and join together to be instruments of the Lord for the destruction of Babylon. The beauty and strength of Babylon would become rubble. Men would tremble from fear and their hearts would fail. The sun, moon, and stars would not be seen, possibly because of storms or overcast. The earth and heavens would appear to shake, and hope would be gone. So many men would be killed in battle that there would be a scarcity of males in the population. Such was the fate of those who had oppressed God's chosen people. In 539 BC, the Medes would come in and perform atrocities, taking no bribes and showing no pity for the lives of the people of Babylon. There would be total destruction. There are many overtones in this prophecy concerning the final day of the Lord. Just as this was a warning to the oppressive Babylonians, there was a poignant message warning of the end times when God will once again pour out His wrath on a sinful world. Conclusion. Let us rally under God's banner of truth and fight the good fight of faith. Remember, we are on the winning side.
hope you have enjoyed this time of devotion. We welcome you back tomorrow at the same time. If you are in Stavanger area, we invite you to attend our service on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in our church, the Apostolic Faith, or in Norwegian, Apostolic Tro in Stavanger. The church is located at Tjensvollveien 56, next door to Tjensvoll School. You will hear music, be able to take part in singing, listen to personal testimonies of what God has done in the life of people, and you will be able to listen to the Word of God. We want to invite you to visit our website so that you can know more about us. Our Norwegian website is apostolisk-tro.no. Or if you prefer in English, you can visit our Portland headquarters church website, which is apostolicfaith.org. We would like to remind you that the devotional material that we are going through now with more Bible outline can be accessed via our Norwegian church website. We pray God bless you as you spend your time with us.
Let us close our devotion today with a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the devotion of today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us yet once again that you have called us, who have given our lives to you, to be a soldier of the cross, each one of us, to put on our whole armor and to fight the battle of righteousness. It's not a fight that we fight with physical weapon. It's a fight against the wickedness and the unrighteousness that the devil brings in. And we can only fight that battle on our knees. So we pray, Jesus, for everyone listening to this devotion today, everyone that is engaged in this war against unrighteousness and unholiness, that you will strengthen our hearts. Many times it looks as if the devil, the enemy of our soul, is winning the battle against us. But help us, Lord, to always remember that we have a captain who has never lost a battle. That as soon as we remain faithful and we live a life of righteousness and holiness and go on our knees every day and ask for his help, we will be able to say like Paul the Apostle at the end of our lives, that we have fought a good fight, that we have finished the race, and that the crown of righteousness is awaiting us. Help us, O God, to remain faithful till the end. And we pray for everyone listening to this program today who have not enlisted to join the army of the Lord, that you will reach out to them and you will draw them close to you. We thank you, Jesus, for this time. We thank you for this devotion. We will praise you forever, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure his love you cannot feel. But I know he's real within my soul, for one day he cleansed and made. That longing deep in your soul, Jesus is still the answer, and though time is roll. Jesus is still.